tonight I'm going to start the episode actually with an email we received while watching this episode.
From A?
From A. Guess who? With question marks. What's up, bitches? I guess you tried to throw me off by not recording anything. Don't worry, I won't fall for it again. How was vacation? Did you join any clubs? Aren't clubs awesome? I have one called IEL, also known as I Expose Liars. Tell me what you will do when your secrets are revealed. By the way, thanks for the compliments on my photoshopping skills. See, I can be nice sometimes. I can't wait for the two of you to make orange the new black.
Okay.
What?
So first off, who knew I was going on vacation? Seth? Mike?
Well, I think most of our patrons knew that.
Did they? I thought, did we announce that in the Total Betty chat? I thought all we said was like, oh, we're double recording. But in Movie Friends, Seth posted like, oh, Michelle's on vacation. Like, we talked about it on the podcast.
It's definitely Mike.
It's Mike, Seth, or Kate, or all three of them.
It's Mike. It's just Mike. It's my humble opinion.
It's Mike.
It's Mike.
Molly, she says, our very own NET.
It's true. I love this email, though. And again, I would really love for you to elaborate on these secrets and lies that Michelle and I tell. That's all. I just would like to know. Just elaborate next time.
Yeah, same. Like, what secrets are you revealing of ours?
We're waiting. Tick, tick.
That's right.
We're getting near to the end of the season.
Reveal, bitch.
Okay. Well, this is We Are Liars podcast. We are live tonight. As I said, our patrons are in the chat.
Woo!
We love it. We do the first Thursday of the month is usually our live podcast. So you can head over to Patreon and join our Upper East Siders tier. If that interests you, you can watch Michelle and I live the unedited raw footage of, you know, green screens falling down and cats meowing, whatever.
Crooked couch, which I thought I fixed, but we're looking a little crooked right now.
We are looking a little crooked. It is what it is. We're not going to take the equipment off now.
Nope. We are in it.
We do all of the work ourselves. If you would love to support us, head over to Patreon. The link is in the description for the episode always. And we would just really love to get to know you, and I know our patrons would love it too. So the episode title tonight is The Blonde Leading the Blind, episode 17 of season 2. I'd like to make a mention that it's The Blonde, B-O-L-N-B-L-O-N-D.
Yeah.
And not blonde as in like a female version of blonde. That's all.
Okay.
The episode aired January 23rd, 2012, written by Charlie Craig and directed by Arlene Sanford. Toby continues to pursue Spencer, knowing that she is keeping something from him. Hannah begs the other girls to stop using Caleb to help with their search. Arya is desperate to save her relationship with Ezra. I feel like
desperate?
That summary is pretty much every single episode of season 2.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say desperate. I would say like she's very passionate about it.
I'd say she's pretty desperate. I mean, at this point, she's calling him to ask him to meet her for like one last time.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't know what it means. She doesn't know what it means for them, where it's going to go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. All right.
But that's not until later. We're not going to talk about them first because, you know, they're not our favorites. So,
yeah.
Our sketchy Tim Riggins, the beautiful boy that he is, he uncovered some videos off of A's phone. So the first one being Allie and Ian at the Kissing Rock, the video we've seen multiple times in the series. The girls are like, oh, this is all he got. We already know what's happening here. But then immediately after is another video of Ian setting up a camera in Allison's room, which is just so bizarre. And Michelle's like, ew, what's going to happen here?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what's going to go down. And in this video, Garrett and Jenna, good prediction, come in.
I know. I was really proud of my prediction here.
Well, apparently, Garrett has left the NAT club. He's like, this is why I got out of this stupid club.
But can we talk about what was talked about in this video?
Yeah. So it's basically Ian telling them that Allie has their tapes.
Right.
and he just came from her. He tried to persuade her to give them back, but obviously was unsuccessful. So we're to assume that this video is within an hour, let's just say, of the Kissing Rock video.
Okay. Yes, that makes sense.
Right. So he calls a meeting. We find out Jason is sleeping. He's not in this video, but they reference him as though he should have been in this
meeting. Why would they call a meeting in Allie's bedroom?
Right. So he tells them that they need to search for the videos in Allison's room. So I guess he knows, obviously, he just left her. He knows that she's not home. So they take this opportunity to search through her bedroom to find these tapes.
Right. Okay.
They don't find anything. But Garrett does find the wooden box that we've been seeing the last couple of episodes of Allison's. And he looks in it and says, that's weird. And then at this point, the video goes out.
Yeah.
So Caleb is continuing his encryption work during this episode. I think he's at Leon's doing this work. And he happens to be decoding this video of Garrett. And then looks up and Garrett is literally in the...
What a coincidence.
Right at the table next to him. And Garrett is like trying to make small talk with him. And it doesn't seem as though Garrett knows what's on Caleb's computer, but Caleb is like very worried now, especially because Garrett's a cop. I don't think he was in uniform, but I think he knows that Garrett's a cop.
Yeah.
And, you know, now it's going to be tricky for
him. Also, imagine you're working on a project. You don't know many details about it. You know it's not good.
And then you see that person.
Right. The person you're working on in the video is in front of you. I would be creeped out.
I would be like, oh.
I would start to get suspicious, like I was being watched or
something. Yeah, I would just do these things at home. I don't think I would take them out in the public, you know?
I know, and he's outside.
There was tables behind him.
I know. He's outside enjoying his French press coffee.
French press for two, drinking by himself. So we love this boy.
We love this boy so much. The hottest hacker ever.
We love it.
Anyway, all that to be said, he's doing this out in public.
Right.
And not in like a dark cafe. Like
no, in the sun. In the sunlight.
Yeah. People walking by. You could see. And it's a small town too.
Small town. Exactly. Like anyone could come over and be like, hey, Caleb, what are you working on? What's happening? Isn't that weird? Yeah. It's not good. And he should definitely be in private doing this stuff.
Yeah.
So the girls then decide to look into Allison's box because they were like wondering what Garrett could have possibly found in there. And just so conveniently, the box opens and the doll flies out and the head pops off. And inside, the girls see all of these notes that Allison has shoved into the head of the doll. And so they're reading it and they're like, what the hell is this about? This sounds so familiar. And then Arya says, we know where this last note came from. Do you remember the night of Halloween? And so we flash back to Halloween, which they must have filmed at the same time, right?
I would think so.
It was too perfect. Their costuming, everything was too put together. Yeah. The flashback shows the girls heading to Allison's house and her porch is all destroyed and pumpkins are smashed. And then shoved inside a pumpkin is a piece of paper with a knife basically going through it into the pumpkin. And Allison at this point doesn't tell the girls what it is. She says it's Jason's beer buddies. They're being stupid. But Arya then says, no, I think this was the note. And when they read it and they open it further, it says A.
What?
And the girls are like, what? Allie had A. At least an A. We don't know if this is the start of our A, but it's something.
If I was the girls part of this, I would have like been in total shock.
Totally. Totally. Because the girls didn't think this was happening.
Right. This is a whole added layer.
Right. And Allie, as we know, she's very good at keeping secrets and she's kept multiple. She didn't tell the girls anything about the situation. She kept hiding it.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder why.
Because it's Allie.
But you think like, wouldn't you want, I don't know.
Well, she took the boys' tapes.
Yeah.
So it seems.
Yes.
So maybe that's...
She knows that Ian knows that she has it.
Right. And so perhaps all of these threats she just thinks are her brother and Ian and...
Right. Maybe she thinks it's so close to home that she's almost embarrassed to say something.
Right.
Or...
Right.
Especially because no one was supposed to know that she was seeing Ian.
That's right.
So maybe you're right. Like, it's too close to that situation. I'm not going to say anything.
Right. Yeah.
So Caleb is no dummy. And now he's realizing, okay, this phone has too much on it. Is this something that you're investigating because you feel as though someone else killed Allison and that you are trying to figure out, you and your friends are trying to figure out who actually did it, even though this case is closed and someone has confessed to murdering her? You guys are still trying to unveil something. And Hannah's like, I'm too afraid to say anything to you. I'm worried about you, because if you keep opening this up, you're gonna get hurt, and like, I can't have that on my head. I have to protect you. And he's like, but I'm trying to protect you. And she's like, you can't, like, you, how can you protect me?
Well, yeah, I mean, he doesn't know the whole story here, so.
Right, and she's like, I want you to stop doing this.
Yeah.
Please stop. So she ends up taking the flash drive, and she throws it in the blender, and she puts the blender on, so as Caleb says, it turns to dust.
Yeah.
Vapor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vic asks what we would have done if we were in Hannah's situation.
Yeah, this is really tough.
I think I would have just told him at this
point. I know, I really think I would have told him, too. Yeah.
I think I would have just said, like, look, someone has been tormenting us. We don't know who it is. It could be related. It seems to be related to Allison's murder, and we're just trying to uncover it. But this person is torturing us, and I don't want them to torture you.
Right.
But then again, and then he knows.
Right. Spencer and Emily do give Caleb a little bit of information, but we don't know what they told him.
Yeah. I think next week.
If we go into that?
She tells him what basically she said.
Because like what you just said would make sense for them to tell him. Because even, I think it was Spencer and Emily were like, well, hopefully now that he has a little bit of something, he'll be okay with just knowing that.
Right.
This is such a tough, like, what happens with the whole Hannah thing and Caleb? But right. I do understand wanting to protect him. I mean, look what happened to Toby.
Look what happened to Toby.
Yeah.
Prime example. Is that the person that Spencer loves was being harmed and potentially could have been seriously injured, if not dead.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't made good on their promise. It seems as though they are trying to kill at least someone.
Oh, it's crazy.
You know, it seems as though they've been so close, too close too many times for it to not, like, I feel like they want it to be close to, like, freak them out. But then again, they're threatening to.
But they killed Ian. Maybe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So after this fight between Caleb and Hannah, she asks her mom if she's ever kept a secret from her dad. And she says, yeah, back in the day, told him that, you know, I didn't have the heart to tell him I hated the pain collar, but also to get deeper, his friend did make a pass at me. And I didn't ever tell him because I knew that would hurt him more. And I was like, Ben, you should have told him.
Yeah, he could deal with some hurt.
Yeah. He sure could.
Well, maybe now she looks back and be like, I should have said something.
I should have said something, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I would keep that.
If Rand's best friend made a pass.
Yeah, I don't think I could keep that. Maybe temporarily, but I think eventually I would have to just say something. Depending on like
how far it went.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So Hannah, I guess, takes Ashley's story as like, yeah, I am protecting Caleb because I don't want to hurt him, and I guess validating that she's doing the right thing. So after she destroys this flash drive, Spencer and Emily do meet up with Caleb, and he's like, look, I'm not an idiot. I did make copies of this, and I'm going to continue to work on them, but we cannot tell Hannah.
Yeah,
it hurts. It hurts me so bad.
So do you think Caleb is like, something seriously, obviously is important that you guys need to know, and this is for the good of the cause, and that's why I'm going behind Hannah's back? I mean, is that the reason he's doing this? This has to be, right?
Right. Well, he says, I love her and I don't want to see her get hurt. Like, this is his way. He can only think of protecting her, even though it could end up actually really harming her. It could harm him, too. Like, you know, A could catch on that he's doing this and harm him.
Yeah,
or
but he doesn't know what A can do.
He doesn't know the severity of the situation.
Right.
So he just thinks, like, he keeps saying, like, I can protect you. I can help you. And she's like, I don't think you understand that you that you can't. Or that you can to an extent, but it's going to cost you or cost her.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. But also this shows that Caleb, even though they have this whole we don't keep secrets, we trust each other, Hannah told him to not do something and Caleb was going behind her back.
It's true.
And breaking that trust.
It's true. Mm-hmm. That's why it hurts so much.
This is not going to end well.
It's not going to end well. And now he's making her friends lie too.
Yeah, but also, you know, Spencer, she's like, oh, what else can we get? What else can we get? It's like, tap, 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 I need more.
I know, Spencer, she always needs more.
I get it, though.
After that, Caleb does uncover a little bit more from the same video. This is the girls watching it without Hannah. And in it, Ian tells them that he's recording this because he needs proof that they're all in it together, basically. Like, if one goes down, they all go down together.
Yeah.
And Garrett's like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, I left. This is not, I'm not a part of this anymore. He's like, no, once you're in it, that's it. You can't go anywhere. And so him and, like, Garrett scuffle over the tape.
Right.
And then it goes out.
And Jenna doesn't seem to care about this.
No, I mean, what's Jenna going to do if she's She's just standing there. She's like, can we go
can
now?
Can someone walk me out so like, I don't fall down the stairs?
Right, like, why did we need Jenna here?
Well, I guess it just shows that she's part of the NHL.
Right, I guess it just shows that she's aware that there are videos that her beau and whoever else are involved in.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. Wait a minute. Never mind.
Oh, my
I am messing up timelines in my mind. Let's not even go there.
Oh my God. The moment, guys. Everyone watching that, right? I'm so happy we're alive for that because I literally thought I was in a simulation. Wait a minute. Oh my freaking God. I'm crying now.
Yeah.
Okay. So besides that, Hannah also has to patch up her stuff with Mona. That's like another side story of Hannah in this episode. So she goes over to Mona after she witnesses Mona giving back Noel this like sentimental necklace that he gave her and he throws it in the trash. What a piece of shit.
Okay. Hear me out.
I mean, she was. We don't know what happened, but
part of me feels that this is all fake.
Mm.
That Noel and Mona and Jenna.
I know, because you think they're all in cahoots.
And Lucas was also
and
part
Lucas,
of that.
Yeah,
because like that whole live performance of like, oh, you heard me.
I know.
And he's just like, ugh.
I was. You're like, so right.
This doesn't feel real.
They did it for attention. They wanted people to think something.
This is what I'm saying. I believe it that it could be real, but I won't be surprised if this was all.
I get what you're saying. It could be the, you know, freeform ABC family of it all, where it's like this ridiculously dramatic display of a scene where it's, you know, she gives it to him. She's like dangling it. He throws it in the trash and everyone's like, oh, like it's just very high school.
How long were they dating?
Who knows? I don't want to give you any hard proof because I have none.
Like that he gave her a necklace in that time?
Right.
We don't even know why they, like.
Right. We don't get any details
of
what attracted them to each other or why they broke up.
Right.
Mona says to Hannah, she was trying to get him, like keep him around by doing the skinny dip with him. But yet, literally, like, hours later or the next day, it seems as though he broke it off with her, so.
Which seems pretty shitty.
It does seem shitty. Mm-hmm. So Mona's crying, and they head into the bathroom, and Hannah's like, let's just blow it off. Noel is such a tool. Like, you're so much better than him. Let's get our fake IDs going tonight, and we'll go hang out at Reeve Gauche, right?
Reeve Gauche.
What a name.
I kind of want to use that somehow.
Reeve Gauche.
What could we name in our world? Reeve Gauche. Should we make that a channel on Discord? It's like the after hours talk.
Reeve Gauche. Love it. Reeve Gauche. We should. But what would we talk about in there?
I don't know. After hours stuff.
You could talk about spoilers. But then you can
I can't join that. So. I want to join Reeve Gauche.
Okay.
I'm the president of Reef Gauche.
Just give us some ideas of what we could use Reef Gauche for.
Reef Gauche.
Yeah. But this conversation, though, is overheard by Jenna. And she's like, like, maniacal. Like, yes. Why?
Yeah.
But and then she shows up at Reef Gauche and she's on a date with Noel. So it's like she overheard that they were going to be there. So she decided to go decided to invite Noel out.
Yeah, probably.
So that they could bump into each other. Right. So why is Jenna, if Jenna and Mona, as we saw in the Halloween episode, kind of like, why are they now fighting or not fighting, but like, why are they on opposing teams, basically?
Well, why? Or was this all a setup?
Or
for Hannah to see. But also, if it's not a setup, Jenna, you went from Garrett to Noel?
Right. Kat wants to know what we think of this pairing. Like, do we see this Jenna-Noel situation?
No.
And then, as Michelle pointed out, Mona says they're both on the rebound. So she knows that Jenna also was dating Garrett. Like, I guess it was known in the town.
Yeah, I think that became public knowledge. I don't like this pairing. But I also think, like, why would Noel all of a sudden be into Jenna? You know, right. Obviously we know who Jenna Marshall is.
Right. These people have been going. I mean, Jenna's been at school for at least 2 years. Like, they know her. They know what she's about. They know what type of person she is. Same with Mona. Well, not really, because Mona, like, kind of transformed a little bit. Like, yeah. Everyone knew her as one way and then she kind of became the it girl.
Right.
So maybe he's just attracted to that, like, go-getter kind of like it girl personality.
I don't know,
because Jenna and Mona are similar in that way where they have they get what they want, they go for stuff, and I don't know, we'll see. I really don't remember what happens with this, so
yeah.
Okay, things are in limbo with Toby and Spencer, and she's avoiding him even though she kissed him last week, and it seems as though Peter has fired him from the job at the house. And so when Toby comes to see Spencer to pick up some of his tools, Emily has to kind of be the buffer in between. And she tells him that, oh, Spencer misses you, but she can't come to the phone right now. And he's like, oh, okay. I kind of want to catch up with you too. And she's like, yeah, I got to go. And so Toby heads to Spencer's later on when nobody's there. And he's trying to clean up his stuff. And then the bolts that we saw last week, a loosening, they give out and he falls from a pretty high up area to the ground, and luckily he's not, you know, badly hurt, but he does have a broken arm. And so when Spencer finds out, she heads to the hospital and she's like, oh my god, if I would have just let you in. But and he's like, it's fine. He's like, what's happening here? And she's like, and then at that point, freaking Ren.
Oh,
stupid. I hate Ren the most today.
Like, how is Ren assigned every new patient that enters?
He's the only doctor in town, yet you're doing your rotation there in Rosewood.
Right.
Pisses me off, but he comes and he's like, Spencer, your charm.
Spencer.
It's so annoying. And Toby's like, what the hell's happening here?
Yeah.
And so after that, she gets a message from A basically stating like, oh, you know, it was close for him, but next time I won't miss. And so the only thing Spencer can think of to save Toby is for Emily to let him down, tell him that she's basically interested in somebody else. And so when Emily goes in there, she hates to do it, but she's like basically coming from a place of where she's Toby's friend too.
Yeah.
Even though Spencer told her to do it, stating that, look, before you and Spencer got together, she was seeing someone. It wasn't right. It's not right again. I'm like, what's like with
that,
the phrasing?
That was like verbatim.
It's not right again. Quote, it's not right again. What does that mean? It's not right again. It's not right again. You know, want to know why? Because it's illegal. I will die on this hill. I will die on this hill.
Well, sure. But it's just like weird. It's so confusing phrasing. You're like, wait. It
doesn't make any sense. So Toby's like, can you at least tell me who it is? And so we're to assume she tells him that it's Ren. So Toby sees Ren after that and he's like, basically like, my left arm's broken, but my right arm isn't. And Ren, because Ren doesn't really realize what Toby knows, he's like, yeah, I kissed Spencer. She told me you guys weren't involved anymore, because at that point they were broken up.
Right.
you know, for 1 second that Ren jumped in.
Yeah.
And Toby's just so upset. Poor Toby. Ugh, this is terrible.
You think Emily told him?
That it was Ren? Yeah, I think so.
I thought Toby just put like two and two together.
I mean, it was obvious. He kind of said to Spencer, like, is there something you need to tell me? After like they saw each other in the room.
Yeah.
And then Jenna stops by the hospital with this bizarro scene that Mike even sent me. He said, didn't you think this scene was so weird? I'm like, yeah.
So weird.
So Jenna comes to talk to Toby, and Toby's like, I don't really want you here. And she's like, you're the only one I care about. And Spencer's haunted and you shouldn't have gone there. And these girls, like, you can't trust them. And he's like, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Bye-bye.
I mean, she's not wrong.
Michelle was like, but isn't Jenna haunted too? I'm like, yeah, they're all haunted. It's Rosewood.
Also, where are the parents?
Where are the parents?
Toby and Jenna's parents.
It's a little bit of a One Tree Hill situation.
Like you said, Jenna went to Boston for surgery.
We don't even talk about this. And we don't back. Even talk
was
about it.
Was it just a consultation?
Why would she go to Boston for maybe.
It could be like a special.
You could be right. She could have just went for like some preoperative testing, something like that. Who knows?
Right.
But she leaves the room and she ends up seeing Emily's says, how dare you come here? Which she's like, he's my brother. Like, of course I'm going to be here. Mm-hmm. And they have this like weird face off of like Jenna saying to Emily, yeah, I remember when you liked Toby and he didn't like you back. Wouldn't that be weird with Maya? I'm like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about here?
Weird.
Why are we adding this dialogue for no reason?
Did we miss something?
No.
Toby and Emily were never a thing.
They were never a thing. She, as Emily had said in this episode, she could have potentially was trying to use Toby as her beard, right? She knew inside it wasn't right between her and Toby, and they're obviously much better as friends.
Yes.
And again, as Molly said in the chat, like, bisexuality is not a thing in Rosewood. What if she did actually like Toby?
Right.
Whatever. It was just a bizarre, weird situation. And then she heads to the elevator, and before Spencer even says anything, she's like, hello, Spencer. And Michelle's like, God, I can't go anywhere. She would just smell me. She would just smell me all over.
She can smell me. I went to the doctor, the eye doctor where Liz works. Liz wasn't even in the vicinity of sight. And I was talking to Liz's mom, and she comes in there and she's like, is Michelle here? I smell her.
I was like, is Michelle here? Because I smell. So long story short, Anne buys this laundry detergent, which she's obsessed with, that Ingrid had told him about.
Yeah.
It's the only laundry detergent he buys. And it's like, it's pretty small.
And it's expensive.
And it's very expensive. And it smells amazing. But it's such a potent smell that when I leave here, my jacket that hasn't even been anywhere near your clothes, I come home and my jacket smells like it.
That's so crazy because I do not smell it. I know. Ever.
It's your house smell now. It's a good smell.
And Aunt and I wear different body oils now. Mm. I have to share with you what we've gotten. And they like react to your own body chemistry. And so we have been out and we have been complimented on every doctor I go to, they're like, wow, you smell so good.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, thank you. I'm like, it could be my oil, but it could be my laundry detergent.
No, I'm pretty sure it's laundry detergent. Yeah.
Wow.
And then, so after this scene, the girls are also talking about confused if Jenna is why she'd want to hurt Toby. And then Hannah's like, she would eat her mother if she could.
Which is really funny. Because she's so vicious. Which I'm
like, accurate, you know.
She's so vicious.
Kate, Mike, others have asked, in regards to the scene with Emily and Spencer, when we were a teenager or even now, have we been like the liaison between crush, partner, and friend?
Yes.
Vice versa. I mean, God.
So many times.
High school for sure.
My best friend in high school, well, one of my best friends, all the boys were obsessed with her. And so they would go through me to see if she was available. Mm. And if she wasn't, why not? Like, I was just like, constantly.
Can I take notes for you? Like,
yes, I was always liaison. Yeah. And if someone wasn't into someone, I had to like deliver that message.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I think it's the roles of feminism. You just do it.
That's right.
Like, you do it for your friends. Your friends do it for you. You find out if this person is crushing on you, find out the dirt on a partner, you do it. You do it all the things.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Then the next day, the girls hear a car pull up in front of Spencer's house, and they look and they see it's Toby's truck without Toby, but his keys are in the ignition and a note for Spencer that he has gone. So
then the tires look flat.
The truck always looks very short to me.
It's like a short truck. It looks like a toy.
It does look like it looks like they took a picture of a toy truck and just used a still frame of a toy truck.
Yeah, or they made like a miniature and it's like a miniature.
They could have.
Yeah, it's odd.
I don't know why they would have, but they very well could have.
I
mean,
I feel like I don't need to ask if Toby's on the island because I don't believe he's on the island.
Okay.
Is he on the island?
He's not on the island.
I didn't think
Vic actually wanted to confirm that.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I mean, if this was his way out, that would suck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kate asked, what do we think Toby wrote in the note?
I love you, but I can't do this. I'm out of here. Or I'm going, or something along those lines.
I feel like if I was him, I wouldn't even write I love you. I would be so pissed.
Really? He's such a fighter. He loves Spencer so
much. He loves her so much. He really tried his best. I think he's probably like, I did all I had to do. It wasn't enough. And I need to go and cool off.
Or like, hope you're happy. Or hope
I hope you find happiness because I love you and I want you to be happy.
Right. Or imagine if it's just Toby. Like, bye.
Right. I'm gone. Period.
Gone.
Yeah. And then our last bit of the episode, we have the Arya Ezra Holden stuff.
Yeah.
So the girls are confused as to why Holden is going out with Arya and not made a move on her. And so Emily is like, no, he's got to be gay. And all the girls are like, yeah, he's gay. But then Arya sees him checking out a girl at school. So she's like, huh, I don't think he is. Like, I've known him since he was 5. And Emily's like, maybe he didn't know when he was 5. Like, he obviously has a secret. And I think to the audience, they're trying to show you, they're trying to like make you make a prediction that maybe he is gay and he has a secret life or something.
Right.
Yeah. So Arya leaves Ezra a voicemail using Emily's phone, telling him that the way they ended things, you know, they should definitely talk about it in person. And if there's one last shot that they could give it, please meet me in Philly at 8 p.m. at this clock tower. And if you show, then it's great. If not, then it cuts out.
We're over. That's what that cut out meant.
Right. Yeah, sure, we're over.
Yeah. I
mean, she would never have said those words.
Yeah.
So you see him check his phone and he looks like he's going to delete the message and he doesn't end up deleting it. And then later on, he does delete it. So you're like, okay, it makes it seem like he's not going to chance it, right? And then we have Ella, who is foolishly wondering why Holden and Arya need to go to Philly to go on a date. And she's going to take them because they're children, as she said. They're kids. I got to take you kids to Philly because you're 16.
But they want to go to Miss Sally's.
Yes, a special Italian restaurant that the Holden, I don't even remember Holden's last name. I forget Holden's last name. They tell you.
As a family unit.
Right. They would, right. The both families would head there after being at the lake. And it was like a fun memory for them as kids. And so Ella's like, oh, that's so sweet. Like she really likes Holden, which is great. There's nothing not to like about Holden.
Right.
They go to the location and Holden's like, all right, I'm late, so gotta go. And she's like, can I know anything? And he's like, no. And then she's like, my friends are asking, you know, basically alluding. And he's like, oh, they think I'm gay. I'm not gay. And she's like, okay, cool. And so she's waiting around. And for the life of me, I really thought he did not show in my memory.
Ezra.
There's something.
Ezra?
Yeah. I must have been thinking of another show or another part of the season. I don't really know, but I was like, damn,
he shows. I really thought as I'm watching this, I'm like, okay, he's not going to show. And
doesn't mean they're over.
No, but we're going to do this storyline of time will pass. Arya will have a boyfriend, someone she's involved with, and then something will click for Ezra. Ezra will go after her. And she'll be like, oh, no, I've moved on. Kind of like a Seth Summer, Zach situation.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we kind of know, I think these two.
Right. Or he got there late and she thinks he didn't show.
But that still gives the illusion that they're over. So time will pass of them being separate.
Yeah.
But no, this is the exact opposite. He shows and now we're going to sneak around.
Right. It's the same shit. We're bored. We've been bored. And it's not because we dislike them as a couple. It's because it's boring.
Well, no, we don't like them as a couple.
No, we don't. I'm just saying, like, besides that,
like, wouldn't for it be the more audience, interesting if, like, we just had a little bit more time of them apart?
Exactly.
Like, let's let them hurt a little bit more. Yes.
It makes it so much better when they get back together to be so hurt, right? Like, there's time and growth and maybe new relationships and you find yourself and then you come back together and you're like, oh my God, that's what I was waiting for.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's boring. It's so boring.
Yeah.
Vic wants to know how long until her parents catch on to this Philly business.
I mean, I feel like it's going to be a couple of episodes at least. Because if they find out already, then we're back in the same spot. It's the storyline of We're Forbidding. So I think this is going to go on for like a good amount of time. If this is the next chapter of their relationship.
Right.
It was sneaking around, but now they got caught, had to stop. So I think now they're going to be super cautious.
Right. And he says to her, like, this is dangerous. Like, I never realized that. She's like, I know, I didn't realize how dangerous it was. I'm like, what?
Mm-mm.
Guys.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Of course, they make out in the rain. Then they go into his car and they talk about how they're basically going to continue this whole charade.
She says she has a plan.
Yeah, I don't know what she meant by that.
I guess we're going to find out.
We'll find out next week.
Yeah.
I think.
Arya and Holden have this mutual exchange of, it's best if you don't know. It's best if you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of okay with this.
Yeah. I like this story. It's interesting.
Yeah, this is interesting.
It's interesting because it's two people who at this moment in time, it seems like it's a platonic relationship.
Yep.
And they're helping each other out. And it's also like fun for the audience because we still don't know what Holden's secret is. But Britt says, Michelle, what do you think it is?
I don't know. Part of me thinks it's gambling.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, we just did that with Lucas. Doesn't mean he can be the only person that gambles.
True.
The fact that he was back by 11... Like we,
right.
I mean, I think it's
something like too illegal or intense. Because again, like he's supposed to be on a date and again, he has to be back by 11.
Right. And if he was doing something he shouldn't be doing, I would assume it would have to be like after hours, later in the evening.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, strip club. No.
God, every week.
Right. Or maybe he's like part of like a weird, like he's playing D&D or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Weird club. You know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Kat asks, how long would we have waited if we were the person behind Ezra's car on the road before we got really pissed?
Oh my God. I thought I was thinking about that.
Right? All these cars going around them. And like, I would like to think that I would be like the romantic and be like, obviously like a third party, like not knowing who they are. Right?
Yeah.
Not knowing it and just being like, oh, okay, that's kind of cute. But then how long do you let that go on?
Yeah.
Even, I swear to you, in my heat of the moment passion, I still would pull over my car. She's there anyway. Oh, she's there anyway. She's not going anywhere. She's waiting for you.
You can
pull your car
right,
over.
I am like way too much a realistic
me
person
too.
To ever be a hopeless romantic. Like, that, same. I'm not. I'm just...
Yep.
I'm realistic first, romantic second.
I have to agree.
Yeah.
Mm. And then we have our last scene. Our last scene of A with pictures of all of our couples. And so A cuts Ezra and Arya's picture in half and burns Ezra and cuts Toby and Spencer in half and burns Toby. And I guess it's like two down, two to go.
But not really.
Not really, because A doesn't realize that Ari and Ezra, we think, are back together. Because it literally just happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Our listeners want to know, what do you think are in store for the other couples now that they think two is down, two to go?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they'll have to do much for Caleb and Hannah.
Right. At this point, like Caleb's already doing it himself.
Yeah. So I think that's going to kind of actually take care of itself. And then the other couple,
Maya and Emily.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we still need to learn about Maya's ex.
We sure do.
So that will create its own kind of wedge, I think.
Mm.
I really don't think A's going to have to do a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Mike says, instead of an FMK,
okay,
between these three, Sketchy Tim Riggins, Toby, and Noel,
mm-hmm,
which parts, and I'm going to also put like attributes in there, not like actually physical parts, like
we're building Frankenstein.
Right. Would we take to build your dream boyfriend in high school? I think like a mashup of all three of them truly would be a great Like use Noel's body?
No, I'm good. Noel can just go sit down. I'm using
not even his eyes?
No, I'm not using any of Noel.
What if Noel wasn't Noel though? Like what if it was?
No, I get it. Noel can take a seat. I'm okay. Good with just all.
She's good with just Tim Morgan's.
That's it. I'm a simple, simple gal. Simple, simple gal. I'll take Toby's eyes.
Toby's got but beautiful eyes.
Caleb's got great eyes too.
He does.
Caleb and Toby, right, are very.
I think they're similar.
They're similar. They're loyal. They're passionate. And they're good partners. So we have seen.
Right.
And they fight for you. Mm-hmm. So to me.
And Caleb. But Caleb does it in a more gentle way. Toby is like physically, could physically fight someone for you.
Right. I'll take all of Caleb.
Aww. All of Caleb. I'll do a mashup of Toby and Caleb.
Yeah. I mean, that's great.
They're really, truly like extremely similar, at least right now.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of like high school Mitch. She'd probably be.
She would definitely be into
more
Caleb.
More into Caleb.
She would definitely be into Caleb.
You're into computers? Cool.
I'm thinking high school is definitely into Nolcon.
Right. And like, that's not me at all.
No, it's not. But I think I would be into Nolcon, but also like think that I could change him because that was me.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
So there you go.
Good
That's
one.
That's
good one.
That therapy for you. All right.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back with some fun things. I have actually a timeline to show everyone. So stay tuned for that. We are back from break. Before I head over to what is here, we have a couple of things to do. I'm going to do ice cream first.
Yes.
Because it's back and we're gonna do the treat. So it's Lucky Leon's ladle. Chapman's vanilla ice cream, because like Holden, I went for the classics as this is a classic plain vanilla PLL episode, says Mike. We have a playing with the liars lives like a game of wizard's chess with Toby being the knight like Ron. Not me, not Hermione, you. Ezra and Arya being forced apart by their situation, but finding their way back to each other at the end and realizing that they belong together no matter what the circumstances are. So it's plain old vanilla, says Michael.
But Chapman's.
Chapman's specifically. Do you guys not have Breyers or Edie's?
What is that? Is that Canadian? It has to be Canadian.
I think it's Canadian.
Is it Chapman's or Chapman's?
It's Chap. Chapman.
Like your old Chap.
Chapman's.
Does it
That's
have
also hard to say.
Isn't it?
Like, no, it's just vanilla ice cream. Hmm. Just plain vanilla. If you think this episode's vanilla, next week, very vanilla.
I didn't think this was very vanilla.
I didn't think so, too. I liked it. I mean, I would add like a little chocolate swirl in there. Oh, a little fudge ripple.
Little fudge. Magic hard shell.
Oh, God.
Did you guys have margic?
They had to. In Canada? Is that what you're asking?
Chapman's. Mike, did you have magic hard shell? I mean, that's everywhere, right?
That was so much fun.
They had the caramel hard shell.
I don't think I ever had that one.
Really? At our house? We had
caramel? I don't think caramel.
Yeah. We had all the fixings. My dad was an ice cream man. So there's always the hard shell, the sprinkles.
Yeah.
Turtle shell.
Turtle. Yes. A turtle shell. Yeah.
That's right.
Mm,
you know,
want that.
Turtles can breathe from their butts.
Oh. When did you learn this?
At trivia.
Oh, at trivia on the cruise. Yeah. Cool.
They can breathe from their butts.
Interesting. They can't breathe anywhere else just from the butt?
No. They can breathe.
Oh, they can breathe other places, but also from the butt.
Also from the butt.
Learn something new every day.
There you go. All right.
Before we do the timeline, I still want to do a good old-fashioned roll call.
Roll call. Let's shout out our beautiful Bettys who support us.
Yes. The first episode of the month are live. We like to show our support our patrons.
Here we go. Let's hear it for Carrie, Laura, Megan, Samps, Emily, Elizabeth, Brandon, Cambria, Natalie, Blake, Taylor, Kimberly, Tara, Janelle, Kathleen, Evan, Kiana, Scott, Molly, Kate, Christopher, Kaylee, Britt. There's more.
Yeah, just take a breath.
Debbie, Stefania, Katie, Kimberly, Angelina, Ashley, William, Lisa, Kiralee, Jacqueline, Michael, Jillian, Chloe, Daphne, Tevin, Victoria, Rihanna, Shanna, Ryan, Jessica, Tish, and Allison.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! We love you guys.
You guys are the best. We love you. Yes. Again, the link is in our bio. If you would like to be a patron and join us for bonus shit, ad-free episodes, Discord chat, live episodes, yeah, you name it.
And just supporting a small indie network.
That's what
two gals who are making content for you.
Make lots of content.
Lots of
takes content. Lots of time. Yeah. Lots of efforts.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
to
you.
Everyone who supports us.
Thank you.
Okay. So now down to what I have created behind us. If you listen on the listen to the podcast, you're not going to know what I mean. So if you want to head over to YouTube, you can see the visual. We will also post it on Patreon. But I wanted to give everyone a better understanding of the timeline.
I'm so excited for this.
Thank you to SnakeBlood456 on Reddit. This was posted 2 years ago. Okay. Not this image, but I made this image.
Yeah,
but they had done the entire timeline of the show. And when I tell you, like, you know, like they had like Arya coming back to Rosewood. Like they have like literally everything in there.
Wow.
And so majority of the people actually commented about how Tom and Isabel's wedding just doesn't make any sense to any of it. So we kind of just have to ignore that they gave us a hard date for that because it was pretty much a clerical. It had to have been an error. It had to, because it doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
So this, I will post the Reddit link in the description for the episode. Spoilers beware. Obviously, it's the timeline for the entire show. So if you know what happens, then take a look because it's really informative. But if you don't, please don't.
Mm-hmm.
So to sum up where we are right now, we have September 2010, which is the junior year of high school. It's our girls, where we start the show. Allie has been missing for 1 year. So she goes missing in 2009. Her body is found 2010. Arya returns to Rosewood. She meets Ezra again in September 2010. Our first ex text from A and Allie's funeral is in 2010.
In September.
September. We go to October. This is when Toby is arrested for potentially Allison's murder, but then he's released. Melissa finds out she's pregnant. Remember, she's still pregnant? Because I forgot she was still pregnant.
I forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, wow, wow.
A hits Hannah with their car.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 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 Spoby and Haleb start their relationships. This is just a month after the girls start school. Then we go into November. The girls find the storage unit with Allison's tapes, which we find out are the NAT club tapes. The Hastings sisters get into the car accident and Ian tries to potentially murder Spencer at the church. This is only in November. We have Ezra starting his job at Hollis in November. So September, October, November, almost only 2 months from the date Ezra starts his job at Hollis. We have in this November, Ian's body is found with his potential suicide note, and Jason moves back into Rosewood, November of 2010.
Okay. Would you like to read December?
Sure. Okay. So, December 2010, Tom and Isabel's wedding.
Right. Which was supposed to be November of 2011, but it's technically December of 2010.
But why was it supposed to be November 2011?
I think the save the date said November something, right? 2011.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was very, very wrong. Very, very wrong.
What the heck? Maya and Emily reunite.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls are arrested for murder weapon possession.
Right. And so then what we don't see happens to be like all of January because the girls do, the show takes a hiatus and when we come back, it's been a month. So we go into February and this is when the girls have done their community service, have completed it. And then Ezra and Arya tell her parents. So right now, technically, if this timeline we're following, it's February. It's February in Pennsylvania. Again, I understand the girls are in tank tops still.
Yeah.
Behind me is a suicide note, by the way.
Yeah, I did see that. Liz will post this. But
yeah, so it'll be on Patreon.
And it's only been 5 months.
It's only been 5 months. So even though we were like technically off keep with our timeline of like how long, let's just say Ezra and Arya have been dating, it's only been 5 months.
Right.
And they were off for a month. So again, it's only been 4 months since Ezra and Arya have been dating.
Now you have another timeline.
I have another timeline. We're going to pull up. So this brings us to before. This is everything we have learned so far about the past. So we have June 2005. This is a confirmation date of when our NAT club plus Melissa had graduated high school. 2005, okay. Making them your age. Exactly.
Yes.
And I will also post in our description for the episode a link to a Tumblr page, is which I got this information from user XJennaX13, and it has timelines all the way back to 1986.
What?
So obviously there are things we don't know yet, but this is how far back the timeline that this person has created.
Oh,
of all of our flashbacks. Gosh. So
wow.
Yes, as I said, 2005, we have the NAT club starts. This is when that generation graduates high school. We have then going into 3 years later in October of 2008. This is when Jenna moves to town. We have the Halloween party and what we know of A starts. Then we have the Ian frat party situation that we learned very, very briefly about, and the girl that fell down the stairs.
Right.
We have Allie and Co. spending lots of time at the lake house.
Yep.
We have Ian dating Melissa, but also kind of fooling around with Allie and fooling around with Spencer. The Jenna thing. Allie blames this on Toby. And then we have... Allie seeing
grandma in Georgia,
right? And then also potentially heading to Hilton Head with Ian.
Yeah. And then so September in 2009, Allie's last seen September 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Toby free at last ends things with Jenna,
right? Remember, we see Toby's free at last tattoo of September 1st,
right? And then the girls have a sleepover in the barn,
is which we open the pilot. So
this
is all we know as of right now.
So it's September 2009. Wait a minute. If September 2009, the girls have a sleepover at the barn,
mm-hmm.
but she goes missing the following September?
No, she goes missing that night, and then it's been 1 year.
1 year. Got
it. In 2010, when we open the show,
okay.
We see the flashback, but then we come back to reality. It's 2010.
Got it.
So... again, these will be posted if you want the visual. Thank you to the participation of Reddit and Tumblr
and those users.
Because that really helps. Again, like it's really hard to be foolproof, to have don't give us hard dates because it's too confusing, because they definitely do not keep on schedule.
It's just so strange because this is only the second season.
Right. So you would think, why would we mess up so much?
How did we lose track so quickly?
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. Wow.
So that's the timeline. And like I said, I was talking in the Discord chat, you know, reading the timeline of things to come and what we learn about more about the night Allie went missing. Like, they jam-pack so much going on into all of these episodes that I'm like, oh my God, all this happened in this 24-hour period? Or...
yeah.
So, you know, as we've teased, like, buckle up. It's time. You're going to be on a ride.
Here we go.
A long ride.
Here we go.
I think it's time to do an MVP and shittiest for the episode.
I think that's a great idea. Do you have your MVP?
I do. I have a blue ribbon, too.
Okay. But
ready? MVP on three.
Yeah.
Three, two, one, Emily. Yeah.
I'm really enjoying Emily this season. I keep saying it, but she took one for Spencer, and she's there for her friend. And I like how... defensive she got of Toby.
Me too. I like she's Jenna. A Jenna. Screw you. You're not supposed to be here. Right. Like, for someone who used to be definitely more timid, especially when Allie was in the picture, she really like goes up to who, and she's like, yep, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. And that's it. Especially with Jenna. She's like, because these girls are so gung ho, like Jenna is messing with them.
Yeah.
It's Jenna. Right. You know, Jenna. Is all knowing.
Jenna's all knowing. Yeah.
I also have like a little, I wanted to pick Kayla, but then that one scene where he tells the girls he wants to keep a secret from Hannah, like, obviously upset me. But I really love how he is trying to protect her.
Yeah.
And saying like he loves her and wants to make sure that she's safe. And she's like, you just don't understand.
So what do you think though? And I said this towards the beginning of the show, like, why do you think he's giving that to the girls? Because he knows this is important. Like, he can't let it go. He's seen too much.
I think he's seen too much. Yeah. I think he's like, you girls obviously are very serious about this.
Something's going on here.
And Hannah refuses to tell me what's happening. So I guess I kind of have to figure it out on my own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they involved him. They involved him.
They involved him. Yeah.
That's tricky because, like, but Hannah from the get-go was like, I don't want him involved. Like, this is so selfish of you guys.
Yeah, well.
But it's also kind of selfish of Hannah because it's like the one person they know that could help.
And like, look, they've just got more evidence.
They did. Like, they're getting more.
They're getting more.
So yeah, it's really tough.
It's really tough. Really tough.
I like that this is actually a storyline that makes you feel something for both parties.
Yes,
you know, like, same. It's not just like. With at least with the Caleb thing, it seems like they could have had it where it was all bad, right? Like, Caleb's just like, no, I'm gonna do it, we're gonna keep it from Hannah and keep a secret, but there it's much more layered than that.
Yeah,
so I like where we're going with this.
Yeah.
Shittiest.
I'm like struggling, to be honest with you.
I picked Noel.
Yeah, I picked Jenna. I didn't like the whole like creepy scene with.
Why does she have to move her hand?
And she's like, you know, I'm the only one who cares for you. I know she thought she was coming from a good place, but I didn't.
She just
like
makes
it
creepy when she does it. Don't do it.
Yeah, Noel's a turd. So he gets the turd hat this week.
Yeah.
For sure.
We'll take it. Take it from Garrett and give it to Noel today.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Also, Ren.
Yeah, but he didn't really do anything that wrong.
No, he didn't. I just don't
like
him.
No, I
like
don't like him either.
I don't like him.
No.
Michelle said he looks like Doogie Howser. Like, he looks like a child pretending to be a doctor.
He's so young.
Yeah.
Like, give us another doctor, but I understand why we're using you.
Yep.
Yeah. So I guess Ren is going to be like, for Spencer now. Spencer.
God.
When does Melissa come back with the baby?
Yeah, right?
When does she come back? We need more months.
Well, we don't know how far along she was when she told people that she was pregnant. I wouldn't highly rate this cringy.
No, me neither.
I thought everyone acted pretty well, and I thought, minus some of the clunky dialogue that.
Yeah,
and like the Jenna scene,
right, and the flashbacks of them acting younger.
Yeah, we hate that. We hate that.
But it wasn't too bad this episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I no.
Give it like a 2.
I guess it is a vanilla ice cream.
Maybe it is a vanilla.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. So my title for next week's episode, episode 18 of season 2, titled "A Kiss Before Lying." My secret.
I've got a secret.
It's not that great. Sorry. I feel like the episode's not that great. But Maya and Emily have a date with Pam.
Oh, Pam comes to town?
Pam is in town.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
Maya hasn't seen Pam since Pam got her kicked out of school. So, got kicked out of her own house. So she's a little bitter.
Wait, what?
Pam was the one to get Maya to go to the juvie camp.
Oh, yeah.
True North.
It's just
so Maya's still like a little bitter.
Sure. It's just like Pam's become such a different person since then.
Right. And that's what Emily has said. And Maya's like, I can't wait to like reintroduce myself to her because I don't know this Pam.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess we'll see that go down. I mean, you said it's a pretty blah episode, so I don't really have high hopes. But maybe we're going to get a little bit more of the Caleb and Hannah situation. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's going to find out next week. Maybe the week after. Also, when is Hannah's stepsister coming to town?
I think the week after.
Okay. So it's a pretty dull episode next week. Filler,
it's pretty
maybe?
Dull when she comes to town.
Okay. Well,
I don't like, I like, I haven't watched, but from what I remember, like the like maybe the last three episodes of the season are really good.
Okay.
But from like now until then, it's not like
it's a little tough.
It's, I don't know. It's not my favorite from what I remember.
Okay. Well, I look forward. I hope when Maya and Pam reunite, Pam is like, oh, I hope Pam apologizes and Maya sees her new light. I still, though, think we need to see Emily and Maya talk about the whole ex situation. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll get into that. And we'll be wondering where Toby went. I have no idea where Toby went, to go work construction somewhere, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I got, because I'm not going to shoot for the stars.
Yeah, I don't want to let you down. So.
Yeah, no. I mean, no expectations. So that's good. Maybe yeah. I'll be surprised.
I'll be surprised. And sorry, my foot's itchy. Yeah, and we'll be back next week to discuss the episode. Hopefully, we'll like it better than I'm anticipating.
Well, if we'll be together and yeah, we'll have our Discord chat.
Exactly.
EpiCons is happening this month.
Oh my God, so close.
It's in
2 weeks.
As we're recording right now, it's in a couple of weeks. If you're going, let us know.
Yeah.
We'd love to meet you, talk to you, say hi. We want to know like what you're excited about. We're excited for our photo op with Tyler and Keegan. Can't wait. And other things to happen there. We're excited.
Yes, very excited. I'm really excited to like jump ship, but like Roswell, New Mexico, which was like a very beloved show of mine.
Yes.
Most of the cast is going to be there. I can't wait to sit on the panel and listen to them like love each other, because they do love each other. So I'm very excited about that. Good. In addition to that, some Pretty Little Liars cast will be there. Mm-hmm. Vampire Diaries, Teen Wolf.
Good roundup.
It's a good roundup. Twilight.
Twilight.
We're going to have Edward Cullen's car there.
I mean, how cool.
And cosplay Edward Cullen. Like, that's awesome.
I know. We can't wait.
We can't wait. So if you're coming, please let us know. You can DM us at Total Betty Podcast Network.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be there. If you want to email us, weareliarspod@gmail.com. Let us know.
Yeah. Let us know, meet you.
You know, where you found us from.
We would, if you're listening, we'd love to know. That. Yeah.
We're curious.
Did you find us on Instagram? Did you find us on TikTok? Did you find us Google search, Apple Podcast search, Spotify search?
Yeah.
That would actually really, really help
us. That would help us. Actually, please do that.
Yeah. Can you really? And if you filled out our survey, it's in there. So we thank you for that. But if you haven't, you don't feel like it, just let us know where you found us.
Yeah. We would appreciate it.
Yeah. That would mean a lot. It's our birthday month.
It is. So that would be a nice gift.
It would be a nice gift. Let us know where you found us.
Yeah. Michelle and I actually will be enjoying our birthday while being in Chicago. Yeah, so
it's going to be great.
It's going to be a fun time for us.
Yeah.
And we look forward to meeting you if you're going. And we'll be back next week to discuss episode 18, season 2.
We'll make it good, Liz.
We're going to make it good.
We'll make it good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to We Are Liars, a Pretty Little Liars podcast. You can email us at weareliarspod@gmail.com.
If you'd like to leave us a voice message or just say hi, we have a voicemail, 631-600-3916. If you haven't already and you're loving the show, please consider giving us a rating and review.
This has been a Total Betty podcast, produced and edited by Michelle Rubenstein and Alyssa Daly, music by Anthony Vacora.